This is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Show podcast. I apologize. I'll tell you now, I have an allergy attack. Can't seem to get rid of it, so I have to do this show, so I'll just get right to it. This is episode 85. For many, many years now, over 15 years, people have been asking me where I got the name Candle Shore from. Simply put, for many years, I've been writing short stories, and they were published in various magazines throughout the country. Well, one such story I set in a town called Candle Shore, California. And in my mind, it was somewhere between Redondo Beach, California and Hermosa Beach. I liked it so much that I considered setting more stories in this Candle Shore, California. I don't think I ever did. But as a result, when it came to register a website, business name, insert task or goal here, I chose Candle Shore. That's where it came from, that we don't sell candles. It's really quite that simple. If you follow any of my work for any length of time, you'd probably see a lot of different things I've done. I've been very blessed. I have lived on two continents, had a professional life as a successful musician, also as an opera singer, although we don't talk about that very much. I've taught in the classrooms of community colleges, headed up divisions of film schools and major nationally and internationally recognized universities, and been a business owner. I suppose my first love has always been to be a writer. I've been writing for 20 some odd years now. It's never been far from my mind to want to publish a book of my very own, a book that would have a theme, not a novel, but a series of short stories that would all come together in a theme. I set out on this goal quite a while ago, and with the usual traditional channels available to me at the time. And then I started thinking of something else. So let's say I get my stories submitted as a novel, and let's say it becomes a bestseller, which I'm hoping that it will with all your support. What about the rest of the authors, unpublished authors, who have still that mountain yet to climb? I wanted to be that mountain because I thought that the path I could offer to publishing writers would be somewhat unique and innovative and different than anything that has ever come before. So that changed my mission. I'm glad to announce and proud to announce that on this date, and I know I was going to wait to the end of Black History Month, but I'm only one day shy, that Candle Shore Publishing is now a thing. It is here. It is a subdivision of Candle Shore Incorporated, and we have agreements in place, direct agreements with Apple and the iTunes iBook Store, and also with Amazon and the Kindle. So this is the real deal. There is no middleman. The website for Candle Shore Publishing is just what I keep things very simple. Get this, CandleShorePublishing.com. How's that? I'm trying to keep it simple, kind of keeping it real. But I guarantee you, we are going to do things more differently than you've ever seen. And I want to read the mission statement that is already up on the site. And I think it says a lot better, it can say it better and more succinctly than what I can say here with my allergies slowly but surely overcoming me. It reads, "Welcome to Candle Shore Publishing. Our mission is a simple one, to change the world one story, one poem, and one dream at a time. We do what no other publishing company has ever done. Give a voice to those who dare to believe in the impossible and the unbelievable by holding to a policy of inclusion rather than one of exclusion. It has been written that every story that can be told has been told, and we fervently disagree. We hold that the most imaginative stories, most moving poems, and boldest dreams have not yet even been conceived. We invite you to explore our site, support our authors, participate in our online communities, browse our products, and embrace our view of the vision of tomorrow as we serve as your literary portal linking what was, what is, what will be, and more importantly, what can be together. In addition to hard copy products, Candle Shore Publishing publishes directly to both the iTunes iBook Store and to the Amazon Kindle Store in ebook format. There are no middlemen here, boys and girls. Our site is still under construction. However, we want you to know that we plan on accepting submissions from previously unpublished authors very soon. Okay, we'll accept submissions from published authors also, maybe. In the meantime, we strongly recommend that new writers or those who hope to become authors someday join the Best New Writers Support Group. The Best New Writers is the official support site for Candle Shore Publishing. Do not submit manuscripts to Candle Shore Publishing at this time. Have questions but just can't wait? Send us an email to info, that's I-N-F-O, at CandleShorePublishing.com. CandleShorePublishing.com. The debut of Candle Shore Publishing is caused to make me make a very, very joyful noise, and I hope you can join in with me as I do so. It's going to be a wonderful year, my friends, and I want you all on board with me. So stay tuned, take care, and I'll see you back here soon, okay? Bye-bye.